Showtime! Woo! 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 Woo!
Silent
woo!
And profiling!
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Welcome to the AFC Shakedown, brought to you by the Mafia Sports Report, brought to you by Sports Jedi Network, brought to you by Curtis from Ace Per Head, though I'll tell you all about that in a second, brought to you by Sports Dynasty Podcast. And guys, we are back. Thank you, everyone that's here already. Scott Blakely, yes, sir. Jessica, thank you for coming by. And Chris, I appreciate you. Go Bills, damn right. Guys, let's introduce ourselves because I do have some new members, new subscribers to the channel. So we're going to start with the newbie. And thank God we finally got a Jets content creator in here, Jedi Kev from BX Sports, Sports Jedi Network, also known as Jets Alorian Podcast. So Jedi Kev, man, tell us about yourself, how you became a Jets fan, and all that good stuff.
What's up, Jet Nation? Salute. Thank you for having me, first and foremost, to you on the program. I'm getting ready to talk with you guys some AFC Showdown. I am BX Sports Jedi Network. This is The Way, the Jets Alorian Podcast. I became a Jet fan. I'm a New York Giant and Jet fan, by the way. I know, you can't have that nonsense. New York, all day. But I the reason why I'm more of a Jet fan is for a damn movie called Flash Gordon. The damn quarterback was a Jet quarterback, and because I love the movie so damn much, I had to stay with the damn Jets. You know, I love the Giants, don't get me wrong, but my love is more towards the Jets, and that's why I became a Jet fan. And of course, the heavy Star Wars label, you know, from all my panel, every program, every podcast I do has to have a Star Wars theme, from the Return of the Knicks to the only one that's not Star Wars is the wrestling, which is the Heal the Ring podcast. But we do everything. They nicknamed me the Don of the Watch Along because I do nothing but watch alongs on the channel. But you know what? Thank you guys for endearing me in your channel and in your circle here. And let's go. Let's have a good NFL season, AFC East.
And you picked a good season to join us, too. You guys have some stuff going on over there, man.
Which of course, with Aaron Boxing, Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
Oh, boo. Captain D, welcome back, Captain D. Been a while, and Juan is happy to see you back, man. So what's up, Captain D? How you been? How was your offseason, man?
It was good. Getting some R&R this weekend. It's been good. I'm happy to be back. Thank you for having me on. Let's do this.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome. And then, of course, my dudes, the most consistent group of the bunch, Trevor and Juan from Sports Dynasty. What's up, guys?
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go
for it. You know who
I
miss the most right now? My boy Scott. What's up, Scott? How you doing,
man? There he is.
Oh, man.
No offense to Jose. No offense to Spin, could be on it a lot too. But Scott, he's always special, man.
Oh, you see that? You see that? Getting love, man. Getting love, Scott. And Captain D, man. Scott, hopes you well, man. Hopes you well. That knee's getting better, by the way, Captain D.
I'm working on it.
Y'all know Captain D had that leg injury. He's getting back, though. So, Trevor and Juan, man, how you been, man?
I've been chilling. I've been chilling.
I know y'all been quiet since that last season. I didn't hear too much from you guys.
I think we have reason to be quiet.
Yeah. Besides that,
I said all I had to say the final episode of the show, so we're good.
All right, don't worry.
I did not disrespect you, Spin. Don't do that. Don't do that. I do not do that.
Oh my God. So I'm gonna start with. Listen, right now we're gonna kick it off with the off season for each one of our teams. How we did. We're gonna start with. Why not start with the new guy, Jedi Kev? So Jedi Kev, man, talk to us about the off season, your draft, how you think it went, and then your overall expectations for this coming up season.
Well, the draft, I mean, their draft, they just keep adding more tools to this team. this team, the Jet team, they're going to be fast defensively. Their defensive linemen, they're deep, they're stacked. They're Will McDonald, I mean, my goodness, the linebacker, defensive end, hybrid, young stud there on the defense. They're going to be fast, elusive, and of course, the offseason when it comes to one and only number eight, Aaron Rodgers, just changed the whole trajectory of the franchise. I understand he's older, 40-plus years old, yada, yada, all that good stuff, but we got a proven winner. We have someone who can show us the way. This is the way. This is they're taking flight, and they're showing us this is the way. You know, I like the fact that Zach Wilson is going to, and maybe he might not be long-term fit for the Jets, but he's going to be watching over a Hall of Famer. But again, nothing is going to go as far as the Jets season as their offensive line. Mekhi Becton, Barrett Tucker, can they give number eight some time to block? It's going to tell the story of the Jets season in a nutshell. So if you're Jets, there's a lot of new hope. There's a lot of excitement, and you got to be ecstatic of what's going to happen for the New York Jets this upcoming season. And of course, we're finally going to be able to talk some nonsense and shit finally to you guys now instead of being the doormats. So it's going to be fun.
Jessica coming in with the question. Will this be the year the Jets break the tie they have with the Houston Oilers / Titans for division titles?
Hey, we haven't won a lot, Jessica. I understand the cupboard is very dry. I mean, my God, 98 was the last time we won the division title. Even the Rex Ryan days, we just sneaked into the postseason. There's nothing to really gloat about when it comes to the Jets' history. But we're still a proud franchise. Can we finally get it? Let's go. Let's see.
All right. Let's see. Another question, Scott, coming in. I wonder why Jets didn't invest in more offensive line help. Expecting Rodgers to leap with arthritis is unrealistic. With this,
and that's why
with
we
this
love
arthritis,
Scott.
Damn hand. What's going on over there?
He's going to be fine. Listen, he is not toilet paper or toilet or tissue like Tua Tagovailoa.
So, we got a little smack talk already.
We got a real guy who's been proven.
I like it. Okay, so let's get to so did you guys make any offseason moves besides the draft that you like?
We bought his wide receivers, Alan Lazard. You know, we brought in, you know, Joe, and we got so many different of his wide receivers, and also giving up money for Devin Cook. You know, my goodness, the Giants wish they could be the Jets here, wish they had their running back situation figured out, like Dalvin Cook. Now, you know, no Saquon Barkley crying now, but the Jets, they're going to take over even New York, even over to Buffalo with the running back from Dalvin Cook to Hall, I mean, Carter, you name it. And my God, the Jets are going to be stacked on defense, offense. And again, the only problem I'm going to have is the offensive line and the stupid kicker. Greg the Leg worries me. That's it. Other than that, I'm okay. Let's see where the chips lay out. And if Rodgers go down, that's going to be an issue. But I can't worry about that. If, ands, or buts. If my aunt had ball, she'll be my uncle. And I can't worry about that.
Yeah, man, I think the New Jersey Jets are probably the best New Jersey team right now. Talk to us about the Miami Dolphins and what you guys did this offseason and in the draft. What'd you like? What didn't you like? Expectations, all that good stuff.
You know, we had a pretty good offseason. You know, we acquired Jalen Ramsey. Obviously, the picks that we chose in the draft that we're seeing now with free agency coming up next year and the cap that we're going to get. We tried drafting to adjust some of those issues with these big contracts coming up next year. So I like our offseason. Unfortunately, Jalen Ramsey is going to be hurt until, you know, they're predicting maybe around November, December area. But I loved our offseason, like the draft picks. We got an exciting running back that we're hoping that we picked in the third round. So we're good to go. We're good to go. I feel good.
And by the way, real quick, Captain D or everybody else, your buddy, your fellow Dolphin fan, Curtis, is not here, guys, because Curtis can't figure out the computer. He's a little older on the older side. The tech stuff is not Curtis's strong point, but next week he said he will join us. And we're supposed to be on Curtis's channel next week. Let's see how that goes, guys. But that's the reason why Curtis isn't here. He was here. He tried to be here, but didn't work out. So let's get to Trevor and Juan. Juan, man, what's going on, man? Long time. You know what? Me and Juan, Trevor, we all talk. Obviously, Captain D. We all talk in the off season. But Juan, other than that, man, how you been, man? Tell everybody how you been and how's the channel and how is the Patriots? Come on, give us something good. I mean, last time I heard from you, you were just, you had a whole, like a whole page of bad.
Well, yeah, the last time I was here, it wasn't all that good. I remember. I remember I may have lost about 5 years of my life based off having a stroke. I was cursing out the entire Patriots front office. But as of right now, I only have one big complaint, and it's the big complaint everybody knows. And who asked that question? Was it Miss Jessica about the offensive line? We'll get to that hot ass mess. Yeah, we'll get to the hot ass mess. The biggest thing that we got that actually matters in this league is a C word. It's called coaching. There's coaching back in New England. We had 1 year hiatus of offensive coaching gone, and look what happened. Now we have Bill O'Brien back. Oh my gosh. Now, Bill O'Brien does not have the best reputation in the NFL because the last time he was here, he was the dum-dum that got rid of DeAndre Hopkins for nothing to the Arizona Cardinals. But that was GM Bill O'Brien, not Coach Bill O'Brien. Coach Bill O'Brien was dragging that bum-ass Texans franchise to playoff berths with 9 wins or more somehow. Don't know how he was doing it, but he was doing it. And that was before he had Deshaun Watson. He has also been winning a national championship with Alabama over the past 2 years. Oh, I wonder what quarterback we have that actually played for that same Alabama team. Oh, it was Mac Jones. Oh, so he has a coach who actually will understand what he likes, understand what he knew from college, and can actually guide him the way that he should have been guided a year ago. Oh, so maybe there won't be a growth stint. We will find out by December, January. We will find that out. But other than that, we got a little bit more toys. We got Juju Smith-Schuster to fill in for the slot. We have Mike Gesicki from the Dolphins.
Ooh, yes, he did. Good pickup.
Replacing the useless Jonnu Smith. We got Ezekiel Elliott like a couple weeks ago. That's cool. I mean, it'll help with a nice goal line stance to get some carries off of Ramondre Stevenson. And the draft. As what is looking like right now, Belichick might have actually hit on some of these draft picks, which is more than we've said for the last 10 years. We haven't had a good draft like this as of right now since 2012 with Hightower and Chandler Jones.
Juan, you want to answer Jose's question real quick? I think he's talking about Mac, not Zach, I think. Could be wrong there, unless there's a Zach on our team.
I'm assuming because there is no Zach in our team. So, yes, he means Mac Jones. And, yes, he actually has been playing pretty well in training camp and preseasons because, again, he has a coach now. And now back to the draft. Gonzalez was an amazing pick. We need an outside corner very badly. We got Keon White, an edge rusher, who actually might be the type of edge rusher we've needed next to Matthew Judon. Marte Mapu is a sleeper pick in the third round that's actually kicking a lot of ass in the in training camp also. We got rookie kicker and punter, which is interesting. But the punter, apparently he has a leg that the ball like flies in the air for 10 seconds. So we'll take that because we had the worst punting unit in the league last year. So hopefully he changes that.
He should have went and got punt God. He was available.
And the biggest story for our draft is the 2 6-round rookie receivers that we got in Kayshon Boutte and the big one, Demario Douglas, who everybody is clamoring about this kid. We're going to find out what's up when the time comes. But it was a very good offseason. I didn't cry a lot this offseason, unlike last year. So I will take that.
So Scott coming in with a super chat. Thank you, Scott. Juan and Trevor, going to feel better this year. Patriots sneaky second place in division.
You see? Whoa. He's my favorite. You see why he's my favorite? You see that, right?
Whoa. Now, also, Jessica coming in saying, O'Brien was yelling at Zappy, who I think is your best quarterback on the sideline during the last preseason game. Now we know why he was cut. So what happened to the Zappy man?
First of all, I heard what you said.
What did
please tell me you're kidding. Please tell me you're kidding. Because come on now.
Zap attack. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool last year.
Hospital pass Zappy. We're doing this again. Stop.
The Zap attack.
He got cut for a reason. He will be the backup, though. He's in the practice squad. He will be the backup by week one. It's fine.
Okay.
Oh, Trevor, go ahead, brother. I heard you ready to say something.
Yeah, I mean, luckily, I was fortunate enough for the offseason to be in Kansas City for the draft. So I was there to watch.
Oh, that's right. Trevor, real quick. Sorry to cut you off. How was that? How was the draft? You got the experience of draft live with your dad, right? With your dad? Yeah, tell everybody, how was that experience? I've never been to a draft. I might go to one here in Detroit. Yeah.
It's actually one of the best experiences I've had as a sports fan. The city, Kansas City is a class act city. They treated us very well, very nice, very welcoming over there. It was a lot of fun.
Not their fan base.
Yeah, I mean, some of the fan base. Cool.
Did you see the guy that was robbing the banks? Was he at the draft?
No, he was there. I did see him.
Oh, and you didn't call the police. I just let him just hang out in his little wolf outfit.
Beer's how much did you get? Beer's a thing. Beer 10%. Is a thing.
But Travis ain't no snitch. Trevor ain't no snitch.
Overall, it was a fun time. Especially on the last day we were there. Well, we had drafted Booty, and there was a guy next to me who was saying, "Oh, he said, how the hell did Booty fall to y'all?" I'm like, I know who he was, but you know, like, I don't really watch LSU games, but they say that he was stud. So when they fell to us, people were pissed at me saying, "Yo, how the hell did he fall on Booty?" I said, "Listen, man. It's a good draft. It's a good draft. But you know what? At the end of the day, I had a good time. And, yeah. It's cool. It is cool."
So but, the chat's saying something about Captain D. You got a white robe walking around behind you. I missed that, but Scott, just bro. A heads up. They said,
Scott.
He's telling them profiling, man.
Scott, come on, Scott. Anyway, so Trevor. Are you happy? Like Juan is happy about your off season?
I'm satisfied with how we've done. You know, I think
satisfied is a good word. I like that word.
Okay.
Satisfied. It's much better than other off seasons. Really, I'm like pretty much like, I think the Patriots are going to be very sneaky. Like Scott mentioned, very sneaky. Like a lot of people say they're going to finish fourth in the division. I get that, but. I don't think we're going to be as bad as people think we are. I think our division is very, very competitive with all four teams in general. So it should be a bloodbath about how the playoff standings are going to come together. But other than that, I'm very, very pleased, very satisfied. I'm going to get on. If we're still doing the rants of the year, I have already because my fan base is. Can be very dumb at times, so I'm gonna get that done real quick.
Not at times, all the time.
Yeah, yes. So other than that, but I'm very pleased. Thank you.
Captain D, Jose wants to know about that channel that 2 years ago that you were trying to get up. Did you get it up?
not quite yet.
Not quite yet, Jose. That's coming soon. That's coming.
There's
soon.
A pill for that. By the way, there's a pill for that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I wanted to say something.
That went over my head there. I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Yo. So, hey, Juan, do you still have those? I know Juan had some questions we were talking about. Did you still got those that you wanted to ask?
Hell yeah. Remember
we
got it written down right here, man.
Man, my man Juan coming through, and he's not even hosting this week. This, by the way, guys, this show is just going to be an off-season recap, talking shit, getting everybody back on board, having a little bit of fun. Next week is where the nitty gets down to the nitty-gritty, where we do our previews, and then there's some real smack talk, especially with this guy right over here and me. Anyways, yeah. Juan, get to it, man. Let's get to these questions, man. These are good.
I know, like, all the people on the chat watch your show all the time, but you're not going to say nothing about Bills before I go? Because you didn't say anything. Bills
are, listen, man. Listen, y'all know. Everyone in this chat knows that the Buffalo Bills are the best damn team in the AFC.
I didn't ask about that.
We are the only New York team in Buffalo. I asked if you
go talk about your offseason. That's what I asked you. Like, where are you going?
Okay.
Don't you got a wide receiver that wants out? Don't you got a wide receiver that wants out?
All right, here it is with the I don't know. Is Jedi Kev from FS1? Is he hanging out with Nick Wright? Listen, Jedi Kev.
Quinn is my pal, man. You know that.
All that crap's in the past. He's a team captain. He's ready to go. But no, in all serious talk, I understand the frustrations. I'm a real realist here. Everybody knows, about the Dick situation, how I feel. Do I think he handled it right? No, I don't. I think that it had nothing to do with Josh Allen. I think it had to do with coaching. And I think that him being on the team since 2020 and us hitting a wall every year in the playoffs is a problem. And he sees it, and he wanted to know what the difference is. What's going to be the difference in 2023? And I just think he went about it wrong. And then by the time minicamp rolled up and he finally got the one-on-one with McDermott, which they should have had months ago, it blew up. And McDermott probably took it personal or whatever the conversation was, told him to go home. And then McDermott was hot-headed. And he had a press conference right after, which, once again, you probably shouldn't have done that, and said he was a no-show, which that's not true. So then, of course, it blew up even more. So luckily, everything got situated. But that had nothing to do with Josh Allen. That had nothing to do with, like, him not wanting to be in Buffalo. That had to do with how are we going to get over this hump, this wall that we're hitting in the playoffs, because he feels like we're good enough to already been to a Super Bowl. And I agree with that. Like, especially in 2021, the 13 seconds, there's no excuse for that. That's coaching. I think that's the reason why Frazier's out the door. I think McDermott has a lot on his shoulders this year doing defensive play caller and head coaching. That's a tough task. He's a great, listen, I'll say this about McDermott. He's got us out of the drought. I don't hate anything he's done. I love Bean, obviously, what he's done. And if McDermott doesn't wind up working out, I'm not going to be the one to say, oh my God, he's so bad, he couldn't get a Super Bowl. I'll commend him what he did, but sometimes there is coaches in all sports that sometimes just cannot get to the promised land. There is certain coaches like that. So is he that guy? I don't know. We'll find out. I'm giving him one more year until I say, yo, we need to make a change. And they're not going to. They just extended him. So I just feel like him taking over defensive coordinator is it's a lot of weight on his shoulder. And if you look at week two in the preseason, sloppy, sloppy game, penalties galore. Week three, he didn't even call defensive play calling. He gave it to the assistant coach, and we had like barely any penalties. So, and then they asked him, are you going to do defensive play calling still in the regular season? He said, we'll talk later about it. And then he said, oh, well, no, I made it bad wording. I have a feeling he might wind up doing that, where maybe he chimes in and says, oh, let's call this. But I think if he's smart, he lets somebody call the play calls and he just chimes in. But that's my opinion. Now, the offseason, I thought we had key free agency. I thought we did really good. And Trent Sherfield was a great pickup for us. I really do think he's a great pickup. He played really good in Miami, considering he was like the fourth option there. He's had a good camp. Gabe Davis, who everyone's been riding on, like saying he's bad, he had a great camp, great preseason. He looks the par. He's on a contract year. And then, obviously, the draft, man. Dalton Kincaid, Osiris Torrance, who is the steal of the draft, in my opinion, who should have never went to the second round. By the way, when we drafted Dalton Kincaid, I was cursing. I was pissed because we needed offensive line help. We needed to get young at offensive line. And they got lucky. They got real lucky that Torrance fell in round two, scooped him up. And you already see, and I was telling all Bills Mafia who were saying, oh, Torrance ain't going to start week one. I say, watch. I guarantee he starts week one. I promise you, they don't know how good this dude is. And he proved it in preseason. He was the dog, probably the best offensive line on lineman on our team in the preseason. We'll see how regular season works. But I was happy. I thought we got younger at offensive line. We picked up David Edwards, Connor McGovern, all younger guys. We went away with the older offensive lineman that just can't get the job done anymore. The only question mark still kind of going into the season is right tackle Spencer Brown. We'll see how that works out. He is healthy now, but he had an okay preseason. Still seems like he's giving up some sacks there, letting guys pass him a little bit too quick. He has a tough time with quicker defenders on the edge. We'll see how that works. But we did pick up a younger offensive lineman from the Lions, Fetty. So we'll see how that works out. But other than that, I'm excited. We also got Damian Harris. If he could stay healthy, and that's a big if, then he could be a good player. But if you look at his track history, you know what I mean? So I do like Latavius Murray, though. That I will say, that guy, he's had – listen, there's some juice in the tank still. So, yeah, I'm excited about the offseason. I thought the offseason was good. Not great, but I thought it was good. And I thought the draft winded up working in our favor after the Torrance pick. And that's it. Now, we have a middle linebacker problem. I thought they rolled the dice on Dotson way too early. And now we went out and got Kirksey, which was a good pickup. And you will see him start by week three, probably, in my opinion. Dotson is not the guy. So that's how the offseason went for the Buffalo Bills.
There we go. Nice, quick, suffice, accurate. I like it. Yeah. I will say this. If it wasn't for that Tre'Davious White injury, I think that was 2021, right? Y'all most likely would have went to the Super Bowl. I think that's what
2021. Yeah, the
that's when he got hurt, right? Yeah.
Who got hurt?
That'll happen if he's there. I promise you that. That'll happen if he's there.
Who are you talking about?
Tre'Davious White.
Oh, Trey White got hurt. No,
he got hurt that Thanksgiving. I remember.
2020. Yeah. Yes, correct. He got hurt in 2021 against the Saints.
Yeah. If it wasn't for that, y'all would have made the Super Bowl most likely. I don't think.
Cincinnati because Levi Wallace. Yeah, it was totally different defensive play calling at that point.
Mm-hmm. Tommy, let me ask you this: Is McDermott on that seat? Because I think everyone in the AFC, coaching wise, are on a hot seat. Salah's on a hot seat. I mean, he's got to win.
I don't think he is because they just gave him the extension. But I tell you what, depending how the season goes, now that he's – listen, we've been a top five, top ten defensive unit since with Frazier. Frazier leaves now because we all know the truth. The truth is they didn't want to fire him, but they didn't want to make him look bad. So there was this kind of a mutual, hey, man, I'm just going to go away for a year, which is bullshit. You'll never be back. And McDermott took the responsibility of taking defense play card. Now, I will say, if the defense goes to shit or it's not what it was when Frazier was here, then, yeah, there's going to be a problem. But will he be fired as head coach? I don't think so. But can I see Bean or the ownership saying, hey, you tried it, didn't work. Let's get you a defense coordinator, concentrate on coaching. But I personally will be done with McDermott as a fan. I would say we've tried now 7 seasons, and it's just it's not working. Like, when do you say enough's enough? Like, you have to eventually come to – yeah, you have to eventually say, hey, he can't get past that. There's plenty of great coaches that just could not get it done. It's not a knock on them. It's just something that just for some reason they can't get over that hurdle. So I don't think he'll be fired, to answer your question, even if he doesn't get us to the promised land. But I can see him losing that defensive coordinator, that dual kind of role that he has. Yeah, yeah. But I don't see him getting fired. I don't. I think he has a good rapport with ownership, with Bean. Obviously, they both, came together in a way. So I can't see that happening. But I would.
I actually like the question that he mentioned. Juan and I was talking about that during the offseason about the hot seat. The NFL hot seats that we had, and you bring a good point. I do believe that yes, that Robert Saleh is on the hot seat coming into the season.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I agree 100%. Because those last 4 games of the season, that's just bad coaching. Like the way that they fell apart in the end of the season, that's coaching at the end of the day. And I'm surprised that they haven't talked about that too. So now that Aaron Rodgers is there, now is the expectations even higher now. Yeah, I do believe in the hot seat. But McDermott, I don't see McDermott in the hot seat. I don't see it. I don't see it now. I think that
I agree.
He's helped the Bills overcome a lot, especially what they've been in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
From history, yeah, I think okay. And then as far as McDaniel, it's his first year. I mean,
he's whatever, not. No.
Belichick. You actually mentioned Belichick too. Now, given last year when we had Fat Bastard, being the offensive coordinator,
Which I have waste no
of skin,
idea.
Yes. That yeah, waste of skin, guys. Yes.
Yeah,
no, which one is Joe Douglas? Ooh. I mean, the other guy that was the Giant head coach.
The guy
I'll say
from,
his name, the fat bastard, the, Matt Patricia. I'll say his name.
Patricia, yeah. Sure, I don't know. I was trying to bait you there, trying to get the wrong answer so you to give me his name. There you go.
Bastard. Yeah, I ain't scared. Oh, man, you're boom. You don't know how crazy I get.
Does he use a number two pencil or number one pencil?
No, we're using straight up Sharpie ink, that bastard. No.
But now, but, I think last year, with how everything went out of last year, I said, okay, fine. This is not his best coaching year. His decisions were making was pretty bad. So I said that this year it's going to be, even though Belichick's greatest coach of all time, to be honest. You know, but GM Bill is a whole other story, but good offseason is great. But I think that if they don't improve or something needs to come right now, I think Robert Kraft, I talk to him and say, hey, listen, you know that GM stuff? Nah, take it away from me. But I don't see that happening because he's too stubborn to do that. But that's a good question, though. I want to say that.
All right. And real quick, I do want to say something on McDermott before you move on one.
Yeah.
Because somebody made I don't know who said it, but last season, we were still 13-3, let's be real. And I don't think anyone had a season like the Buffalo Bills as far as off season with the crap that happened to Buffalo, which we all know. The whole DeMar Hamlin incident, Josh Allen getting hurt was very not talked about, which it should have been because he was not the same. A UCL injury, he played through it. Von Miller going out with an ACL. A lot happened with that team. You know, Crowder going out. Micah Hyde out for the season after week two. Jordan Poyer. Tre'Davious White didn't come back to week 14, I think it was, and he wasn't right. So we had a lot going on with that team last year, and we still finished 13-3, so you kind of got to give a little credit to McDermott for putting – that team together with all that happened in the offseason, well, all that happened in the in season. And then obviously you guys know DeMar Hamlin incident was crazy. So I gotta give him credit for at least that, for getting his team right as far as, hey, let's do this. We could do this. So I give him credit for that.
And yeah. I will say, I think last year was probably the most drama we've ever seen in this division. Like, every team had some bullshit going on the entire season, whether the Jets was going through the whole Zach Wilson, Joe Flacco, Mac White, whole quarterback bull crap situation, or Miami having their quarterback visit the hospital 15 different times throughout the whole season, while we had a dumb trying to kill our sophomore quarterback out the league. Like, the whole division was going through all types of insane crap. The entire last year was wild.
No, it was wild.
It happened to us again. I hope that was the, I was anomaly.
Listen, I really hope it doesn't. Yeah, especially I don't think so. You know, but you know, I understand injuries are part of the game, but I don't know. We just went through a lot. I
went through a lot.
Yeah,
Tommy, let me ask you this. Doesn't it put a little more magnifying what Joe Shane and Brian Daboll doing in the job with the Giants, like to put more pressure on McDermott for the Buffalo Bills, since they're having success year one of their rebuild and the way they just changed that program. And let's face it, Buffalo's a little bit on the decline. Does that work? That's why I asked you about the coach.
You're
taking my job, man. I'm supposed to be the heel of the show.
But wait. hold on. Time out. You can't say we're on the decline when we just finished 13-3. Now, mind you, we lost to the Bengals, right? We didn't look good. I get that. But that doesn't mean a team's on the decline. We didn't play good. We lost. It's a one and out, one and done. Y'all know that. But where's the decline at? Like, I could see if we barely won the division last year, we were, you know, got in with 9 wins, 10 wins. But I don't see a decline anywhere. You got a lot of – Josh Allen's only getting better. He's still in his prime. Stephon Diggs still in his prime. We got younger at the offensive line. You got better receivers. You got a tight end in Dalton Kincaid who looks to par. I don't see a decline anywhere. If anything, like I said, it's really getting – when we get to the playoffs is that hurdle that we can't get over. But that's not – like I don't see us as a declining team are we barely going to, you know, make the playoffs? Like, until somebody knocks us off, out of the East, we are still the three-time Eastern division champions, right? We run the AFC East just like the Patriots, and I got to give the Patriots credit because year after year after year after year, and you know this, and Captain D knows this, Kevin, you know this, Jedi Kev, we all talk the talk year after year about how we're improved, we're going to take the division now, and it just wasn't the case. The Patriots continued and continued and continued and continued to run the division. So now until it was over, until Tom Brady left, and then y'all didn't get it right, and that's what it is. But there's a new guy, new sheriff in town, and until somebody wins the division, y'all can only say what you're going to do. But talking is cheap. You got to do it. And this season hasn't started yet. It hasn't ended yet. I don't see a decline in Buffalo anywhere. Where's the decline? 13-3 is an excellent record. Good
to say, doesn't it?
It feels great to say, because that was the record. That, mm-hmm. Listen, now the Jets beat us last year once. The Dolphins beat us last year in Minnesota. But combined 8 points by all three teams. It wasn't like we got an ass whooping on anybody. I get you had no Aaron Rodgers. I get
no quarterback. Yeah, no quarterback, and we beat you. We could have beat you the second game.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Didn't happen.
I know.
Right? Y'all didn't win. Right. It means nothing. You guys could beat us twice, and if you don't win the division and go to the playoffs, once again, it means nothing. Touché. So I go with how the season ends, because it's – and Captain D always used to say this. It's a long season. It's how you finish, right? And the Buffalo Bills, every season, it's the same story the last 3 years. We start off okay, right, or good. We get a little rocky patch, and everyone starts picking the Jets or the Dolphins, and then y'all start going downhill, and we go uphill. And that's what how it's been. And until you guys can prove otherwise, it is going to be the same. So I get you got Aaron Rodgers. I get it, but let's see what happens. He's also a year older. He didn't look that great last year. I got to admit. And the most important game for Aaron Rodgers last year, he got smoked by the Lions. So – just throwing that out there. So we are a different team than the Lions, okay? And I know that you have more weapons in New Jersey than Green Bay. But once again, he doesn't always fare well with younger talent. He's also with a new head coach, Saleh, who has a lot of fire. And Aaron Rodgers has a lot of fire. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers gets a lot of coaches fired. So it's very interesting.
No, don't say
that.
That's part of my thing. Why is everybody doing this thing?
Let's get to Juan, because we are killing Juan. Yes. Go, Juan. Go with the questions.
Jesus Christ. That's two things that was said that I had ready.
I'm so sorry.
My homework. All right. All right. Okay. So my thing was, I had a specific, I guess you can call it, shit talk heel question for each team. But we'll get there.
Okay.
And I said two out of the three, but I'm going to ask them anyway. So let me start with the non-heel questions first. Every team is going to be able to go through this, so I'll go from representative to representative. I guess at the end of it, if you want, you can say those questions back to the Patriots, because I am part of the Patriots fan base, so I didn't ask questions for myself. That makes sense. So I did it for you guys. So... let's start with the host himself and Tommy for the Buffalo Bills. So my questions are, one, what makes your team a contender? And it could be a contender for, if you think Super Bowl, if you think division, if you think playoffs, wherever you think your team lines up, answer the question based off that.
Who you want to start with? Captain D? Captain D, we haven't heard you talk in a minute.
You want to hit me?
Okay,
you host.
Start.
You host.
You want me to go first? And then, all right.
Yes,
so
I want you to go first.
Listen. Host. What I just said, we are three times AFC East champions, right? We run the division until somebody else proves otherwise. We still have Josh Allen, who to me is the best quarterback in the NFL, in my opinion. Some may argue that with Patrick Mahomes, and that's fine. That's fine, and that's a homer in me maybe. But I think overall, Josh Allen, what he does on the field, I don't know if another quarterback could do that, in my opinion. Now, Patrick Mahomes very close, but I don't think Patrick Mahomes is as strong as a runner as Josh Allen. He doesn't bring that kind of element to the game like Josh does. Then you got Stephon Diggs. You got Gabe Davis. They're on a mission, man. Von Miller. By the way, we added Leonard Floyd, who I forgot to say in the offseason. That was a great pickup as well. When Von Miller returns and this defense gets all intact, we are going to be tough, 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 tough team. Sean McDermott, by the way, is not like Leslie Frazier. He runs a more aggressive style defense. And I just think that the East teams have something else coming to them that they have not seen before with this defense. I think they're going to be a little surprised, because we normally play a softer bend don't break type defense. I think you're going to see a more aggressive style defense, and you're also going to see more exotic blitzes, especially when Von Miller gets back. You're going to see Floyd, Von Miller, Rousseau on the field at the same time. You're going to also see Taylor Rapp, who I forgot to bring to in the mix. This defense is going to be nasty. I see it as a top five defense, in my opinion, as long as McDermott doesn't drop the ball. And I think this offense, once again, finished top five. And we probably wind up winning 13, 14 games. That's where I'm at.
All right.
I see as a Super Bowl contender, no doubt about
it. Okay. Not bad. So with that being said, my second question will be, what position group do you think in your team can compete with the rest of the NFL? Well, what position groups makes you guys special?
Me still?
Yes. Every question is what to you position so far. I'm going to go to each person after. Yeah.
Okay. Position group. I would say our wide receivers, including our tight ends. Position group. Okay. Because I think with the addition of Dalton Kincaid, who's basically a tight end slash wide receiver, it's going to give defenses a nightmare when we run 12 personnel. You got Dawson Knox coming back. And then you obviously got Stephon Diggs, and I think Gabe Davis is going to shut everybody up. I think he's going to quiet his critics. I think he's going to have a really good season. And then you got Trent Sherfield, who I think is a sneaky good pickup. And then you got Deontay Hardy, who's a speedster who could take it to the house as well. So you got a lot of good weapons at that group, at the wide receiver and tight end group. So I'm going to say that unit.
Okay. By the way, everybody, if you want to call bullshit, you can call bullshit and challenge him, whatever.
100%.
This is a discussion. Please continue. If you want to be like horse crap, go right ahead. Please.
See, Scott, I can't say. Obviously, we know Josh Allen, but it's only
the
one
chat is doing it.
Right. But I had to say a group. You know what I mean? Like, I can't mention Kyle Allen's name in that group. He's awful. So, no, I love Josh Allen, but group wise. No, the quarterback group is awful because everybody else. Josh Allen, awesome. But come on, Kyle Allen, he's the worst. Terrible. All right, go ahead.
And I love that you said that because now that transitions to my next question. If you have a, let's say you do not win the Super Bowl this year, what will be your downfall in your team? What's going to cause you guys to possibly lose out?
Coaching. Simple. Okay. Real simple. Easy. Nothing else but coaching. It's been coaching. I would say 2020 wasn't coaching. I would say just Kansas City was a better team that year. That was a good year from us, but I think Kansas City, it was their year, right? And I think they were a good, really good team. We just couldn't figure it out. But 2021, no excuse. 2022, going against the Bengals with a terrible game plan in Buffalo. I get it. Our team was exhausted by then with everything that happened, but there's no excuse. We weren't prepared right. Terrible offensive game calling by Ken Dorsey, who I love actually, but bad game planning. That's on coaching, and terrible game planning on defense. You can't play soft zone in the snow and give up 5-7 yards cushion to the receivers. They're just going to pick you apart. I don't know how I knew this, and Frazier didn't get it. It's confusing to me, but. Once again, coaching will get you far in this league, and you all know that, you know, like good coaches can take a team far. So let's see what happens. But I'll say it would be coaching.
And we'll have a positive question for everyone. So this is towards you though, but anybody could chime in. For the rivals, so for New England, for Jets, and for other Dolphins, which group in any of the teams gives you pause, gives you a little bit of fear going into the season?
I still think the Dolphins are the second best team in the AFC East.
Which,
in my opinion, what position group?
Yes,
I would say the receivers. I think they got the fastest unit in the NFL. Tough, and yeah, I think they got two top 10 receivers, which is very tough to guard. And we don't have two top 10 corners. So
we do.
You got to play them right.
You got me and you got Sauce Gardner. we covered, man.
Young, I got
defense. The Jets defense all around, from the defensive linemen, the defensive end, to the linebackers, to the corners, to the safeties. They're stacked. They're deep. Whenever one defensive lineman sits up, another one comes up, another one comes down, and they're just going to be all day in the backfield.
I can't pressuring wait to quarterbacks, play the Jets.
And they're just going to create bring up havoc. Man, my goodness. I was going to say a comment, but I'm going to hold it there because
I don't know. I saw a lot of cheating by Sauce Gardner last year.
The Bills defense
holding,
they're going to go down, man, and they're going to go down hard. I can't wait for September 11th. This is just finally going to happen. You know, the only thing that's going to be relevant is when Nike was doing the picks for the New England Patriots, the Belichick dog. That's the only thing relevant. I mean, come on.
All right, Juan. So who are you getting to next?
It's kind of crazy. Nah, I got my heel question, which freaking Kev was going to almost completely steal from me. But I have the question. It was about Josh Allen. Just to see you go flip out. Because, no, if someone says one bad thing about Josh Allen, you're ready to break your entire computer. So let's see you break your entire computer. So since Josh Allen kind of led the league of turnovers last season, that was his first season, if I'm not mistaken, without Daboll. So are we sure that he's not just a gunslinging quarterback that's not going to fuck up once or twice a game and cost you something, man?
He threw more interceptions the year before with Daboll. One. Just a heads up with that, with Daboll. So that's not necessarily all true. Two,
I mean, fumbles, man.
I get it, but y'all do know as well.
All of it.
I get it, but you got to factor in the offensive line was god awful, and that does factor in. Not all interceptions are all quarterbacks' problems, but I'm not going to play the blame game. Listen, Josh Allen is who he is, right? He's going to, you know, we're going to cheer for him when he makes the unbelievable play. That nobody can make, and then you're going to be like, oh, why'd you do that on an interception, right? That's who he is. He takes chances, and a lot of quarterbacks do that. Brett Favre was known to do that. I'm not saying he's Brett Favre, but he gambles a little bit. But I think this season he understands that he has to limit the turnovers, and hopefully he's learning. I still think he's in his prime. He's a smart quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's still one of the best.
Kev, I got you, bro.
Yeah, so I don't know. Listen, I think a lot of quarterbacks. Listen, a lot of the good quarterbacks have some turnovers. Go look at even Mahomes last year. I think had like 13 interceptions. So
I just wanted to see you flip out.
There's a lot. I'm not
my aim.
Honestly, I'm not concerned. The turnover's not concerned. By the way, too, I think he has the most touchdowns in the past. Out of any quarterback. So you can't really go on just look at the bad. Look at the good, and the good outweighs the bad big time. And I think a lot of teams would love to have Josh Allen as their quarterback. So,
oh no, I agree with you. I would love to have Josh Allen as my quarterback. I wish.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, Mac. All right.
Yeah. Captain, I want to go to one playoff game.
Captain D hasn't talked in like 35 minutes. Let's have some discussion here. You ready, brother? Let's do it. So the same questions, except my heel question. Yep. Ready? I'm going to take that as a yes. All right, brother. So what makes your Dolphins a contender, whether it's a contender for playoffs, whether it's a contender for just a division or Super Bowl, whatever you think you are in contention for, why are you a contender?
It's okay, three.
Sorry about that. I got lost in all the nonsense of the history.
Your Wi-Fi is acting up, buddy.
That's their season. That's right there in the nutshell.
Curtis and Captain D, see the problems in Miami? There's already problems going in Miami, right? Captain D, you're going to have to come back out, go out, come back in, fix that Wi-Fi there in Miami.
Yeah, don't worry. Heat season's about to start soon.
Let's shift it over to our buddy Kevin. I want to say this is what Dolphins fans do. They just have terrible internet. They got a terrible team. Go. Give it to Cav, Jedi Cav.
All right, Cav, go ahead, bro. The same question is for you, man. Whether you think you're a playoff contender, whether you think you're a division contender or a Super Bowl contender, why are you guys a contender in your opinion?
First and foremost, we need to first know how to crawl before we know how to walk or run. I get it. I'm not going to be the delusional one that says, oh, Super Bowl. You know what? We haven't been in the postseason. We have the longest route of not making the postseason in all professional sports. I get it. Doesn't mean I'm not going to root hard for them. Everything is in place for them to have a special season. You know, one thing I do on my channel, I like to say no limits. I don't limit. I'm a big Knicks fan. I'm a big Jet fan, Yankee fan, whatever the case, all the New York teams there. I don't limit my teams. I'm not going to put a word and say they're going to go Super Bowl. They're going to go here. They're going to go there. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy and have fun. But my strength of my team is going to be the defense. I think they bought the Jet defense. They got to get turnovers. Last year they were good, but they didn't turn the ball over. They didn't score. They need to do that. But what I'm excited is now that we have a mature Hall of Fame type quarterback, now they shorten the field, they could get now into the goal zone and score, not get field goals or do stupid moves where inexperienced quarterback. You'll feel more confident that they're now playing real football, meaningful football. How many wins is that? I'm not going to sit here right now. I got to see game, you know, the first four games. Because right now, as a fantasy fan, you just expect the unexpected. You know, I want to go. You know, I haven't seen the Jets in a Super Bowl period. I wasn't alive in 69. So, go figure. Yeah, exactly. And I want to see them actually do well. I've seen them get so close to the AFC title game, have a 10-point lead against the Broncos, go into Pittsburgh and be close to it, so close but yet so far, you know. I didn't go 4 years in a row and miss a field goal, but still, at the end of the day, you know, we still haven't made the Super Bowl. So, hopefully for the Jets, their defense works well, their offense clicks on all cylinders, and we need to win the division. We can't go in as a wild card. We got to win the division, and people have to come to that dump. Yeah, I'm said it. MetLife is a dump. They have to come to that dump and play a postseason game at that dump. And that's what I'm looking for. Hey, it's a dump. I'm going to be called a fair and fair. You're going to get to know me. I'm not going to call it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. That stadium is atrocious. They should be in Queens or on the West Side Highway over there in the west side of Manhattan. But they should not be in that stupid stadium sharing it with the Giants, to be honest. But that's another story for another day.
Well, damn. I mean, he's right. Because we're New Yorkers too, bro. We know. It is a pretty bad stadium. It's stupid. So then what will be your downfall this season?
My downfall here is if the offensive line. If they can't protect, and you know, we're super teams. Super teams, we've seen the Eagles try that before. We've seen other teams try to have those super type of teams never work out. Because football is a game of 53 men. It's not just one guy. You need to have 53 men go strong and all together. If their if their offensive line doesn't hold up and the quarterback gets injured, we're screwed. Seriously, no matter who you brought, you know, Zach Wilson could do the no-look pass, whatever the case is, the confidence level goes down immensely if Rodgers is not on that field playing and upright and give him the right time. Other than that, and, you know, I kind of believe a little bit in Rob Saleh because of Nathaniel Hackett. He surrounded himself with good, smart coaches around him. And I think Saleh is going to get the right things going. You know, I wasn't too keen on him, but one thing about Hard Knocks, peel back the curtain a little bit to see a little more Saleh. And when he went into the offensive line and ripped them a new one, I said, you know what? There's a chance that this guy might be an answer here for the Jets here going forward. And Rodgers ain't going to allow that crap, the same old Jet shit, happen. Excuse me for language, because I had to say that. Because we're tired of it. Jet fans are tired of the same old Jets. You know, and I think the narrative is going to change here with Jetland. How many games it is, again, I'm not going to limit them. I'm not going to put a cap or a ceiling. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it, man. And hopefully I can talk some more crap here and be a heel with you.
Hey, man. There's space for it, bro. There's space for it. So then, but let's be of babyface right now, I have a nice positive question, and that is, which position group in the division for the Patriots, Bills, or Dolphins scares you the most?
For the New England Patriots, is their special teams. We saw them last year. They beat us on the special teams. They beat us. Belichick. Yeah, Belichick is a hell of a you know, he started off as a special team coach with the Giants. And I think he's really, really, really a good special team player, a special team coach there, where they're going to have them going. I don't trust my special team when it comes to the kicking game, punters and the field goal. My punt returners, I'm okay with it. But the New England's punt team is scaring me. The Miami Dolphins, to be honest with you, I'm not afraid of the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, I know Gabby.
No, Waddle doesn't bother me. Jalen Ramsey is past a little bit of his prime. He's not going to even be there for a couple of weeks. The coach is the doofus. I will be there live on that Black Friday game in Miami with all my cousins, who half of them are Miami fans. I'll be in attendance, hopefully, there. And I'm going to be there to see that game. And they don't scare me. And Buffalo, get ready to be put through a table on September 11th. We're going to say, Rodgers, get the tables. And we're going to put your asses through that
table. For him to be on there getting treatment done to his hurt leg or calf, whatever. Yeah, get the table ready. Exactly. I agree with that. Get the table ready. You can go do his Jeopardy
You know what I'm going to ask? The question that worries me about Buffalo, though, week one, Tommy, is Von Miller's health. If he comes in ready to go week one.
He's already on pup. I think three, four down. He's on the pup, so he'll be back probably. If I had to guess, he'll be back week six.
Oh, light work.
Yeah.
You know
Leonard Floyd's averaged 9 sacks the last three seasons in a row, right? Like, he's pretty good. Just throwing that out. Gregor Rousseau went from 4 to 8 sacks.
Have you heard of Quinton Williams?
Your offensive line is shaky, bro. So if you think your old line can hold up, you remember what happened to Mike White, your savior, last year? Mike White, your god of a quarterback.
I'm sorry.
We do got a super chat real quick. Juan coming in says, have to admit, I think you got good representation for Jets. Delusional, but calls it. He's a keeper for the round table. Yes, he is. Okay. And I appreciate this dude being here. Oh, look,
He has a cheers, and I'm jealous. Got for the
Johnny Walker, Black, baby.
Where do you got, Captain D? Where is it? Come on, don't lie. I know you got some. That's crazy, bro.
I feel like a loser.
Real quick. Captain D, man. Somebody passed away today. Florida. Jimmy Buffett, man. Rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, yeah, when you were putting the liquor up, I'm like, Jimmy Buffett. So, yeah, rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett, man. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry, Chuan.
So I could be a heel now? Good. All right. Yep. So Tommy was hitting on this and almost stole this question from me. Woo! But he was hitting towards it. So my heel question is, Nathaniel Hackett was, let's keep it real, a real piece of garbage last year. And he's in your coaching staff now. And Robert Saleh is on the hot seat, as the media will have to tell you. Aaron Rodgers is kind of known as a super diva and may or may not have played bad on purpose on numerous occasions to get rid of coaches, Mike McCarthy. So what makes you think that won't happen this year and make your team the circus that it normally is?
You know what? Good point on that question there. Do I have some worries on that? I do. Did that come in my mind? I agree with you with the national media. But the way he came into training camp and seeing him on Hard Knocks, invested and actually played a preseason game since 2018, tells me that this guy's invested. Whatever happened in that darkness retreat, whoever touched him, whatever ancestors touched him in that darkness retreat with the ayahuasca, you know, if they win the Super Bowl, I'm going to join them in the ayahuasca in the darkness retreat, because I want to, you know, hopefully my Indian ancestors, the Mayan ancestors, gets to touch me as well to you know, because I got to stop. I got to make some money. I can't work 9-to-5. I got to be able to work on this podcast situation so I could just sit there and talk. But if they win, I'm going to do the same thing. Touch me all you want there with the ayahuasca. I think he's going to behave. He's invested for three. Also, you know what also? Money talks and bullshit walks. He put $35 million on back burner so they could bring in players. And that doesn't tell you a guy that's invested, because you know all these athletes are greedy. You know that. They want to make every dollar possible. And for him to put that money aside so they could bring in good players or bring in ethnic players, you know that he's invested, folks. You know that.
Patrick likes the natives, buddy.
All right. I mean, he used that money to go and get his washed up teammates, but that's cool.
Hey, Buffalo wanted Dalvin Cook. Miami wanted Dalvin Cook. You guys wanted Dalvin Cook. You had to settle for Zeke, right? Yeah, so I would have been talking to Buck here. They say, you're gonna be doing this. Yeah, you're gonna be eating corn. You're gonna be eating your teeth from the floor because that guy can't run no more. You know, Zeke, yeah, right?
We paid $10 for him, not $8 million. We didn't overpay nobody.
Doesn't matter. Everybody wanted him. Everybody wanted Dalvin Cook. And signed with the New York Jets. Yeah.
Because they paid a lot of money. That's it. But okay. Now, Captain D, are you ready? Are you good? Are we here? What's up?
Can you see me good or no? Can you hear me?
You're a little
blurry. We can hear you. That's what counts.
Yep. Okay.
All right. So let's get this going, brother. Finally. Okay. All right.
So real quick. Yeah. So, okay. Go ahead.
Oh, please. Go ahead. Talk. Go ahead. Please go.
So, let me bring some reality back into this chat. And every team has a question mark right now: the Buffalo Bills, the New York Jets, the Miami Dolphins, and the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line right now is it's about the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. Who's going to win the AFC East? That is the key point to be made right now. It is between the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. The
you know New York what? Jets.
Go ahead.
You know what? No, you're going to continue, but I'm going to skip. I'm going to go straight to my heel question when you're finished. I fucked the rest of the questions. Go ahead.
But talking about bringing up hot seats about coaches is irresponsible talk right now. The Buffalo Bills have been a standard of who to beat in the AFC East. Robert Saleh is a good head coach. The Jets are up. They have Aaron Rodgers. They made some nice additions. To me, honestly, the only team right now that has a coach in the hot seat is the Patriots, because they haven't been able to turn that stone coming back from Tom Brady.
Now you're getting mad.
You could get this
is getting good.
No. I mean, and it's not why you think. No, listen to me. Remember the last episode of the show when I was killing Belichick and you called me out on my bullshit saying it was nonsense? Where the fuck did this come from?
When we had the first initial conversation this episode about what our teams did, I don't see enough moves by the New England Patriots to say, okay, they're going to be a contender in the AFC East. There's just so much talent in the AFC East. One of these teams is going to be making it deep into the playoffs. You know, right now the favorite obviously is the Buffalo Bills. They're going to make it very deep. The Jets, they've made quite a bit of additions to make that push. They want to do this, and so have the Dolphins. So if I were to say, hey, it's been quite some years. The Patriots have been stagnant since the exit of Tom Brady. I would say Bill Belichick has got it. And they've talked about this. And between all the media pundits and all that stuff. So that would be I'm just going to touch on that. But to say that any of these coaches are on a hot seat, I think the Buffalo Bills, the only change they really made was they were struggling on the defensive side. I mean, we took them deep that playoff game with a seventh round rookie quarterback. So, you know, we pushed them to the limits of that playoff game, and they made a change. I don't think McDermott's in the hot seat. I think he's going to be fine. Belichick, I think if the Patriots have a lousy season this year, they have to look somewhere else. The cult, something's got to change.
Saying I was talking nonsense that he just fucking agreed with me 6-7 months later. Like, that's who I'm calling out. Like, what? Hey. I said this in January. Like, hey.
Things can change.
All right, bro. All right, brother. All right.
Hey, brother. Real quick, super chat from Scott. Good take, Captain D. Glad you're back, my man. Juan, great questions. Are we going to have the Trevor rant segment?
Yes.
Ooh, it's back, baby. Yes. Yeah, we will have it. Of course we have it this year. You know that. By the way, all the segments, guys, are back this year. It's just not on this episode, but starting next week, yeah, of course, of course. The Boo This Man, you know, the Hell Yeah, all that stuff's back, man. So, yep. Go ahead,
Juan. Yes, now, my final heel question, since he wants to call us Pages and Jets out, but now my heel question is this. So, you do all know who Greg Roman is, right? That's the old offensive coordinator for Baltimore Ravens.
Yep.
He's known for having hot offenses when he decides to make one up, and then he kind of gets stagnant, a la Colin Kaepernick in 2013 and 14, a la Lamar Jackson the last two seasons or so. McVay was going through the same thing before he won his Super Bowl in 2021. If you guys remember correctly, last year, before Tua's third concussion, that team was going on the only serious downslide offensively against the 49ers, the Chargers, and there was one more team I don't remember in the top of my head. So why will McDaniel be any different than the two guys that I just mentioned, since you guys are the only competition for the Bills in the division? Why are you guys any different than the guys I just said? Because that was happening, cannot be denied. And the Chargers did not have a good defense. Before you be like, the 49ers are the best defense. The Chargers are not a good defense, but they beat the shit out of you in Sunday night. So it was happening before Tua got his third concussion. So why are you any different this season? You sure you're not going to get figured out?
No, I think we made some small additions, obviously, the offense. We got Braxton Berrios. He's solid. We got a former Patriot, Isaiah Wynn. We're moving him from right tackle to guard. And he's been playing well so far. So we made some... It all depends on how healthy the Dolphins are this season. That's going to be the game changers, how healthy they are. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, you know, we have a tough matchup week one against the Chargers. We're going to beat the Chargers. I'm telling you right now.
On the road in Los Angeles. No.
I will say
on
this.
On the road in Los Angeles.
In Captain D's defense, the Chargers don't have a fan base, so it's kind of a home game for the Dolphins.
Let's keep and they're you such they're, you never, again, you never know what you're getting from the Chargers, so they're a weird team, man. They're a weird team.
That's Captain true. D's defense, yes.
Yeah.
The main issue with the Dolphins is on offensive side and the defensive side is depth. The depth is shaky on the defensive side, but we have a new defensive coordinator. You know, I think there's going to be some key changes on the defensive side, which should help us.
We had a lot, by the way, we had a Lions fan in here earlier. I don't know if you still here, man. But right now, at Tim's Maniac Sports, Lions fan. Hey, by the way,
good luck.
Yeah, I'm in Detroit. So I would say like Lions would be like, I guess my second team if I had it, which I don't have, but whatever. Like, I'll always root for a team that's been terrible, that's on their way up. But I will say in Detroit, guys, Lions fans here normally are like, oh, we're going to suck. They're like, even if they are thinking they're going to, like, they just are normally negative. But this year, Lions fans are thinking Super Bowl. I'm here. And I'm like, slow down. I keep telling them.
Patrick is not low key. Everybody swears the Lions are good to good. Like, it's not low
I would
key.
Just,
they said it.
Yeah. To me, I would just be like, you see you guys are doing better. You're trending up, which is good. But I wouldn't over over expectations. Like, just be like, we're winning this. Like, listen, get to the playoffs first. Like, that should be like, you should have a goal in mind as a fan. Be like, hey, if we get to the playoffs, man, that is a step forward.
Everything that comes in
and whatever. Exactly, yeah. Like, right. But you're almost jinxing yourselves. Like, I don't know. Like, I would get there first before you. become a team that's a playoff team consecutively before you start really getting to that cocky level of we're the team. Like, I don't like that. Like, but I'm happy for them. But I think Thursday night next week is going to be rough. But I will say, Lions came on strong last year, and any team playing the Lions last year towards the tail end of the season were going against a really tough team, man. Like, they were on a mission to get into the playoffs. Ask Aaron Rodgers. So, but yeah, go ahead, Juan.
I'm just hope they're competitive on Thanksgiving, so I don't be on a food coma. I can actually watch 100% when they play.
Yeah, it's true.
Amen.
They played us tough. They played us tough.
But anyone, come on.
That was a good game. I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm done. I can't ask myself questions. That's weird. So.
Oh, we got a timeout. Timeout.
Oh, I'll try. Trevor, go ahead. Go ahead.
Got a flag.
Ask me the questions. I want to answer the questions too.
I don't have a heel question for you though. They're gonna have to do it, not me.
That's so, fine.
Let me ask this question about the Patriots. Quarterback Mac Jones, if he goes down, who the hell is gonna quarterback this team if Mac Jones is not, and if he's not, if you're gonna bring Cam Newton in or Wolford are they gonna quarterback the team? Man, you have a better chance of getting a massage in the massage parlors here in Florida than actually you getting in the quarterback.
Bring Robert Kraft with you, man. He get you some discount.
Oh, that's a good one.
But Trevor, for real though, like real. I mean, I like for both of you guys, Trevor and Juan. I asked you guys this when you drafted Mac Jones. Like, do you really like honestly? Like now that what is it? Year three, going in year three, right?
Yes.
Am I wrong? Okay. So going into year three. Is this the last year you kind of are on board with keeping like Mac Jones as your starting quarterback after the season? Like, or do you still feel like you need to get a franchise type quarterback that, cause I still think he's like a system quarterback. I don't think he's a bad quarterback. I just think he's very limited in a lot of categories as far as quarterbacking. So I'm just curious as Patriot fans, like, are you comfortable with him moving forward, meaning like even after the season, let's say you don't do that well and he has an okay season. Let's say not bad, but okay. Do you move on or do you say, hey, he's still growing. We need to get more weapons. Like are you guys ready to make that decision after this year?
And I have said before that we have a 3-year rule for coaches and players. Last year, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt because of how bad the coaching decisions were last year. And I'm not going to lie to you, and when we drafted him, we weren't very happy when we got him. We didn't want him. For those who see our draft show that year, we were not happy. We were not happy. But I was willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. His first year, went under McDaniels.
Yeah.
He played well, made the playoffs. And then, I mean, he made the playoffs over the rookie quarterback, so... That's cool. But, you know, so last year, you know, even though last year, as bad as coaching thing was, he did have really bad games. Really bad games. Especially when I was like, what are you thinking? Especially when in the game, one of the football game against the Bears, where he got benched for Zappy, and Zappy was even worse. But, you know, that's even the thing here or there. But I think with the weapons now and you have an offensive coordinator who's, when he was with New England, like I said, he was pretty well with us too. Now him being back, you know, trying to prove himself again, we'll see where it goes from there. I do think that the only thing he can go with is if he can't succeed and with this offensive coordinator, or he's worse than he like was last year, then he got to move on. But if he's good and makes an improvement, I can stick with him for another year. But right now,
he's already got it now. Let me. I need to chime in real quick and say something.
Go ahead, Candy.
The statement that I just made about Bill Belichick being on the hot seat. The New York Jets acquire Aaron Rodgers, Dalvin Cook, bring Alan Lazard. The Dolphins, we're constantly trying to land Jonathan Taylor, Dalvin Cook. What have the Patriots done? You just touched on it. You just said it. Coaching, keeping up, even in the AFC division, they have done nothing to try and keep up in this division, which every team basically now has a higher powered offense.
I mean, True indeed. Also, we have issues on the offensive line as well. Offensive line is a big issue problem as well. But the defense is going to keep us in the game. We're going to have a top five defense in the league coming up this year. Our defense is going to be really, really going to be legit. So they're going to keep us in the games. It's all about how we're able to get the offense rolling. You know, before we get – who was those two wide receivers last year? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was bad. It was bad, let's be honest. But
I don't know if the Patriots ever, though, to be fair, though, Cat and D. I don't think the Patriots ever went and got offseason.
Are you kidding me?
Weapon. No, I'm serious. Like, the only one I can remember offhand. No, listen. Is Randy Moss way back in the day? But I'm talking about.
I was going to say Randy Moss.
Yeah, way back in the fucking day. I'm talking about in general.
I'm talking about right now, yeah.
I'm talking about recently. I just feel like the Patriots always had that solid defense, and they had Tom Brady as the GOAT. And it didn't matter who played with Tom Brady. And they had also one of the best tight ends ever to play this game, right? And Gronk.
Two of them. Don't forget Aaron Hernandez, despite he's still good.
You are right. I agree with that too. But my point is they never went out and acquired this, you know, unbelievable running back or unbelievable. They always – Bill Belichick concentrated on – drafting and defense, like his defense mainly. It was defense, and that's it. And he had the greatest ever to do it. So, in the quarterback and Tom Brady. So, once they lost Tom Brady, I think that's where now you see the offense where he's trying to do the same thing, not acquiring offensive players, and it's just not working anymore. Like, the defense is still there, but the offense is fluttering because there is no more Gronk, there is no more Tom. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Juan. It's your team. Yep.
Yeah. Can I go?
Let me ask you this, Juan. Let me ask you this. Do you have any 5'6" wide receivers available that Belichick might exploit that might play? Because he's used to getting the 5'6" wide receivers to play well.
Randy Moss was years ago. Spin. And Hunter Henry is a good tight end, but Jonas Smith is garbage. I mean, come on.
I'm glad all this is being talked about because it's going to a point. So if I'm not mistaken, this isn't Madden. So names and overalls are just numbers and names. So it depends on what production we're going to see on the field. Okay? So, yes, we do not have household names like Diggs. We don't have household names like Tyreek Hill. We don't have household names like Gary Wilson. Those are all household names. That's how good that kid is, by the way. He's already a fucking
second year
name.
Second year player.
That's what I'm saying. He's already legit. A household name. He's legit. Kid is really good. Like, just because we don't have household names doesn't mean we have quality, at least B- to B-level players. We're going to be fine in terms of that now that we have somebody who's going to be able to draw actual offensive plays. You got, again, I mentioned early in the show about how good of an offensive mind Bill O'Brien was when he was a head coach in Houston. He is also the coach that was up here where we were doing. Remember you said Aaron Hernandez? Was the mastermind of that double tight end set. He was the offensive coordinator that led Brady to get a 5,000-yard season in 2011 and carry that sorry-ass roster to the Super Bowl to ultimately lose to the Giants.
But Mac Jones
time.
Ain't no Brady, though, Juan. That's
no,
the problem.
I'm not comparing the two. I would never compare the two. Okay. Because if we compared the two and it was real, we wouldn't be having this conversation now, would we?
No, I'm just saying, like, I get where you're going, but
all I'm saying is that Bill O'Brien is known to bring out the best in a lot of the players that he coaches. That's where I'm going with it. So I'm not saying Mac Jones is going to throw for 4,500 and fucking 35 touchdowns. No, that's not going to happen. I doubt that very much. But is he going to be able to drop an offense that's going to be able to at least put up 23, 24, 25 points a game? Because this offense scored 26, 27 points per game 2 years ago with freaking overrated McDaniels. So can he build up an offense that's going to put up 20, that's going to score way more than last year? Is he going to be able to have an offense that can at least complement how powerful the defense was last year? Because you guys remember my insane rant last year. Defense scored like 8 touchdowns on their own last year. So as long as he can have an offense that we're able to complement that, that should be enough for at the very least a 500 record, 8-9, something like that. That's what I'm expecting.
Yeah.
But Juan, don't you want to tank for Caleb Williams?
You think my coach is gonna do that crazy shit, man?
No, I agree. I agree with that. Come on, man. I agree with that, but it, you know, I mean, damn, we got Caleb Williams. I mean, that's a generational type of player.
So here's where I think Captain D is right. I think the Patriots way worked back in the day, and to Juan's credit last year, calling this coach out, I think it's correct. I think Bill is stuck in his ways, and I think he thinks he still can do what he did when he had Tom back in the team. And
in terms of being a real contender, I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah. And here's what I would do, and they're not going to do it. Like, I think Kraft would have to tell Bill not to be GM, and then Bill's going to say F you and I'm gone. And that may have to happen eventually. But I think, honestly, man, if I'm the Patriots, I'm rehauling that team as far as offense goes. And I think it starts with the quarterback. I think you need a good quarterback, a franchise quarterback, and you work around him just like most teams do, right? You get a quarterback in there, a younger one, and you build around the center of your team, right? Your franchise, right? And I think that's what we did. I know what we did in Buffalo for Josh. You start building around him. And I don't think you could build a team around Mac Jones, and that's the problem, right? You could bring on all these a better offensive coordinator, some weapons here and there, but you're still, like you're saying, 8-win team, 9-win team. Is that where you want to be? I don't want to be that.
Of course, right? Not.
So I think I really think that the Patriots need to figure out the quarterback problem first, like really address it. And listen, I'm not saying Mac Jones is terrible, but he's never going to get you to the promised land. And I don't think he's going to get the a team to rally behind him, right? Like, you're just not. You're not going to bring in big time names here to play with the Patriots with behind Mac Jones. It's not going to happen. Not in my opinion. And once you get that franchise guy, that's when other receivers, free agent receivers, top receivers want to play for that guy. You know how that goes. I just think you need to build around that franchise quarterback. You just don't have him yet. And will Bill ever do that? I don't know. You know, because I haven't seen a quarterback come in there since Brady, and Brady was kind of lucky. Let's be real, right? Like, Brady just kind of stumbled upon Brady late in the, what, sixth round? I mean, you know, and I don't think that was supposed to happen. So, I don't know. We'll see. But I agree with Captain D. I think it's going to come this year to the Bills and the Dolphins. I think they're going to battle it out like they did last year. Dolphins squeaked into the playoffs. But the problem with the Dolphins, Captain D, is quarterback. Let's be real. Tua is a good quarterback when healthy. But the problem is your offensive line is still iffy.
Offensive line and okay. Running game.
And right. Yeah. And your running game, yeah. Until maybe if you get Taylor, then mm-hmm. fine. But your offensive line is shaky and your quarterback isn't the greatest in taking hits. And we all know this. He understands this. He was thinking about retirement. He stuck around. And I think your team didn't give him that extension yet because they're worried that mm-hmm. he could get that injury again. And if he does, will he think about retirement? He might, Captain D. I'm just saying, if he gets a bad concussion, if he thought about it last year, what don't you think he wouldn't think about it next year in the offseason? Of course he would. If he suffers another one or two concussions, why, you know, he should. I'll be real with you, man. He wasn't right last year. He knows he wasn't right. He wasn't right in that Buffalo Bills game. The coach messed up, put him back out there. I don't care what anyone says. It wasn't a bad thing. He got concussed. He got concussed terrible against Cincinnati. He got concussed terrible 2 weeks later and didn't even finish, or 3 weeks later, didn't even finish the season. Thought about retiring was so bad. So I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback, Captain D. I think Tua, when healthy, is a good quarterback. He really is. He has a good arm, good accuracy. It's just about staying healthy for him. And that's not, and I'm not knocking your guy, and I'm not knocking your team. It's a realistic thing.
No,
if Josh Allen was getting hurt year after year, and it was concussion related, like something that bad, where he was always missing games and he was thinking about retirement, you would have, all you guys would have a fair argument with me where saying, hey, like, this dude should really think about what he's going to do because you have a problem there. And that's a fair question. It is. I'm just saying, you know, like, it's a serious thing what's going on with him, you know, and with the bad offensive line or shaky offensive line, you should worry. And Mike White's not the answer.
No, no, no. He's
not. Hell no.
I agree. You know, Tua's health is it depends on everything. And the health of the offensive line. Teron Armstead is already going into game week one. He's been hurt, you know what I mean, through the preseason and hasn't played much. And there's some other additions that we're trying to move around there. Connor Williams hasn't looked very good at center. But it all depends on how healthy Tua is, you know what I mean? But – if Tua's healthy and this offensive line is healthy, we all know here sitting down at this AFC roundtable what time it is if everybody's healthy. We all know what time it is if everybody's healthy. And you?
No, it's just you.
Let me just say this without touching upon the Patriots. I don't know the problem. Listen. Don't the Patriots want an exciting draft?
Oh, Captain D is laughing at your Patriots. Going to be a hell of an AFC shakeout this season.
When he's 8-9 at December, I don't want to hear nothing.
When you're sitting at a TV and it's like the New England Patriots select Nate Solder, it's come on. I'm just saying, it's going to be a fun season.
Wow, Juan, what do you got to say here?
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Going to town. He's making fun of your draft.
I'm confused. But my draft was good.
Juan's picture is frozen. Juan's picture is frozen with the perfect face. You're frozen, but you got the perfect picture. Now you got the perfect picture. Like
I wish I could see
it. Yeah, I wish you could see it because it tells it the story of the Patriots season. Your face there should be on the poster chart of the Patriots season. Beautiful.
It's all right. Because I love how y'all all talking now. I can't wait for December, man.
I know. It's going to be good.
You're talking all that. When Aaron Rodgers lost the Jets, I went 2-1. I pick up from the stretcher by week 8, and they only win 4 games. I can't wait.
Yeah, and then Josh McDaniel gets concussed, and McDermott gets fired and all that good stuff. And then,
if you could talk, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Leave me on team alone.
No. I want to hold this all day for the Jets. I'm gonna say it. And I'm sorry, but the Jets are not making the playoffs.
That's fine. Listen, when the Jets do, if they do make the postseason, I'm going to be here. We're smoking a cigar because I do have Dave Arc brought the cigar. Salute to you, Dave Arc. I'm going to have a cigar here in the hand. I'm going to have a nice cigar. A little Johnny Walker blue label, and I'm going to sip it down here. I'm just going to just laugh. I'm going to have a cigar.
Since you guys don't know what postseason is for the last 12 years.
Hey, you know what? You're probably right. Mm-hmm. You're probably right. The Jets haven't won anything, but it's better than being a delusional Buffalo Bill fans or Miami Dolphins fans. And listen, we haven't won since 1969, but the Miami Dolphins are still 7-2.
Yo, don't leave us, Kev. Stay here with us for the whole season, bro.
I gotta get going, fellas. I gotta do a WWE watch. But thank you so much. No, you know what? Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you guys sharing this platform with me. We love it. Thank you so much.
Hey, Kev. Next week, yes, sir. Hey, Kev, I'll make sure that we pop a bottle to celebrate the undefeated season this year again when it happens.
Oh, it's gonna, you know what? It's gonna happen. No one's gonna go undefeated, Captain Lee. I gotta be honest with you. No one in the NFL is going undefeated. No, you're right. You're right. But you know what? Right. Maybe they have black and white. Instead of having, maybe they have color TV where someone else goes undefeated. I have some black and white things.
I was gonna say that. Yeah.
So I don't know. But hey, thank you guys so much. If you guys like wrestling, the Heel of the Ring podcast on my channel, you can also watch along with us. You're more than welcome. And you guys too. You guys want to be a panel on the watch along on the wrestling? You're more than welcome. Tommy, thank you so much for having me on. I won't leave early. If there's wrestling, yes, or basketball live, yes. But I don't like to leave early. That's not my style. But I got the watch along going on with the wrestling. Thank you, babe. Buffalo Bill Nation. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak and talk a little bit crap. I really appreciate it. Jets, all day. Hey, Miami Dolphin, fins up. Thank you for having me to talk stuff. Patriots. They're the excellence of excellence. I'm going to be honest with you. You guys win all those Super Bowls. I got to give you the flowers. Thank you for having me. This is the Jedi. This is the way. Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next time. Peace. May the sports be with you. And we'll see you later. Peace.
Bye, brother. Always, brother. See you next week.
Good dude. You see?
He's awesome.
So, hey, guys, chat. How y'all like Jedi Kev? He's our new guy. Hey, much better than the guy we had last year. No offense to the guy. Oh,
that's not even close. That's not even close.
So, please say anything. Go ahead.
The chat is on fire today.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, on fire. I love it. You got to give some round of applause, guys. I'm telling you.
I got to say, bro. Cool. Yeah, the chat's
on fire today.
I got to talk to my man in New Jersey, Jets fan over there, Ray, Kev, because I thought it was you, Captain D, with that terrible noise in the background, and it was our man, Jedi Cap.
No,
it was not me, no.
I thought because you're outside. I was about to be like, Captain D, I'm turn inside. Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were okay. So I was like, damn, man. So, yeah, I don't know what was going on over there, but. Anyways, yeah, good. Hey, that's a perfect guy, man. And man, this was fun, guys. Real fun. Real quick, because I didn't get to ask him if he had to go. Predictions, just real quick. Captain D, I guess we'll start with you. What is your prediction for your record? Just your record prediction. Not Super Bowl, not like that. Just your prediction on your record.
I don't know. I don't have one yet. I don't know.
Nah, you got to throw it out there. Don't you? It's okay. Say whatever you want. If you want to be 1-16, you want to think about it. Okay, we'll start with Trevor first. Trevor.
Nope.
You're muted, I think, bro.
I'm sorry. Gotcha. I think honestly, being realistic, I think at best we can go 9-8. I can see 9-8, 8-9 as far as where we're gonna be at. Just a lot of, I think the defense is gonna keep us in games. Our schedule is very difficult, but you know what? We'll probably figure it out. I'm just being realistic. We're gonna be in contention for the playoffs the whole year. I think that if things go our way, we can sneak into the playoffs and see where we go from there. But right now, I'm satisfied with what I'm seeing. So we'll see.
I'm around the same. I'm jumping between 9-10. I'm not sure. I'll be the positive one. I'll say, but I'm usually never am. I'll be the positive one and say 10, but that's kind of where I am. Definitely no less than 7 losses, most definitely. This team don't have it all yet.
Captain D, decide.
I'm going to say this is an 11-win team.
That's reasonable. I like that.
11-win team.
That's very fair. 17-0. And
don't be 17. The mystery guy we're not going to talk about in the show. Don't do that.
I was thinking that in my head.
Just say you're 12-13 and call it a day.
No, bro. I'm gonna say 14-3.
Okay.
14-3. Okay. I think we pretty much match what we did last year as far as record goes. And listen, I will say that's a tough season. I think the AFC East in general has rough schedule, boy.
Yeah.
So I mean, 13-14 wins, it would be a hell of a season. But I have us in that 14 range, but yeah, I mean, it's going to be rough. And like I said, we play each other twice, everybody. So rough, man. Tough season. So I can't wait. It's going to be a hell of a ride this year. So real quick, guys, next week we will be on Curtis's channel, Ace Per Head. That's a big if he can figure out how to do this, get his audio and video working. If he can, which he should. We'll be on Ace Per Head next week. Oh, no, I apologize. What am I saying? We'll be on my channel next week, week one. Week two, we'll be on Curtis's channel. Week three, we will be on BX Sports, Sports Jedi. And then week four, we'll be on Sports Dynasty. But they're seeing what's going on, right? With you guys, so you're not 100%
yes.
Or?
Yes.
You're good or not 100% yet?
No, we're not 100%. Yes.
Not 100%. Okay. Yes. So we'll know by week four, guys. So week four, we'll know if we're going. If not, we'll just cycle through back to my channel and so forth. So just a heads up, we will be on everyone's different channel for the most part this year. Everyone is going to be here. Captain D, I don't know if you're going to be here every week, but he'll try his best. Curtis will be here. Captain D, by the way, thank you for showing up because without you today, we would once again be without a.
Yeah, you sparked the show, bro. You did.
And you brung it, of course, like you always do. We love having you here, Captain D, when you show up. We need you here, buddy. Juan and Trevor, thank you as always, man. And guys, Bills Mafia, everybody in the chat, man, thank you so much for showing up again. I know Saturday at 6 is a weird time, so we're going to get a lot of rewatches. So, guys, like, notification bell, you know all that good stuff. And any last words, guys?
I can't wait. It'll be fun.
And Spin, I always do not wait stop talking. See. You know me by now, okay? Anyways, I'm out of here. Bills Mafia, you rule. Go Bills. I'm out. Peace.
Peace.